Hey everybody, this is Cherry. I kept meaning to record a ramble fap today, but I got really turned on listening to everyone's audios, and when I got close, well, I wanted to make it short because it takes me a while to finish. So I wanted to get myself close and then start recording, but every time I got close, I just couldn't control myself, and I just came, so I've already masturbated and finished twice today, which is a lot for me, because I don't really do that. So what I'm gonna do right now is just, fuck myself with my dildo, and talk about some, well, I want to talk about, one particular sexual experience I had. So, let's just get this dildo here. It's pink, it's cute, it's my favorite one. I have a couple. How many do I have? I think I have three. Oh yeah, everyone keeps telling me, since I'm still new here, everyone, has been messaging me, and it's just been an outpouring of support, and I appreciate it so much. But, people have been telling me that, like, I have girl next door voice, sweet voice, a childlike voice, and that's all really sweet and nice, and I think I kind of do too, the more I listen to myself, but, it doesn't really fit, because I am kind of, very perverted, I guess, and I've had a lot of sexual experience, so, I don't know, that's just been very funny to me. So let's just get this, pink dildo here. Let me get closer to the mic, there we go. Okay, I'm just gonna... MMF. I would have done an MFF threesome, but that just didn't pan out because I don't have any friends that I felt comfortable. I didn't have any like girls that I felt comfortable doing it with that wanted to do it with me. So this was a boy girl. Two lovely gentlemen, unidentified. Well, I mean, I knew them, but I obviously will not identify them. I just, so I went to their house. I went to one of their houses there. They were home alone that night, and the one friend was visiting, so I had been talking with this one guy, and he was like, hey, my friend is coming over, and I've got the house free, do you want to come over and do stuff? So, came over, and we started, just talking about stuff, and, just talking and talking, and then eventually I kind of loosened up. Sorry, it just feels really good. Loosened up, and then we started, making out. I would make out with one guy while the other one rubbed my tits. And I've got, pretty large breasts. They're a triple D. I think, like, 36 triple D. So I would make out with one, and then I would switch, and that was really hot, and they just both couldn't keep their hands off me, and I loved that. Sorry, I'm getting more turned on now. Again. And then eventually they led me to the bedroom. And I was planning on staying the night. So they were like, this is where you'll sleep. And I'm like, can we do other things before I sleep? And so they kind of just like both jumped on me and like ripped off my clothes. And I was wearing this really cute long sleeve lingerie. Black with bows and lace. It was really hot, but then they didn't really take time to appreciate it, which, you know, they got it off as soon as they could. And then one of them just started making out with me, and the other one went down on me. And so I'm just like squirming and moaning this whole time. And they just, again, they couldn't keep their hands off me, which I loved. I loved that. I love when people give me attention. I like to be a good girl. I like praise. They just kept telling me that I was good and that I tasted good, and they couldn't wait to fuck me. And, and then they did. The one that was going down on me decided that it was time, and so he whipped his cock out, and it was pretty big, and so he just started fucking me. And then the other one making out with me, and I'm just laying flat on my back in this, totally naked on this bed, and they're both clothed, and the other one just whipped out his cock and shoved it down my throat, and it was so, so hot. That's been my dream. Like, up until that point, that was my dream, to get, like, spit roasted, I guess. It wasn't quite the right position. I wasn't on all fours. I was on my back, but, like, sorry, this is just really hot. So I was sucking cock and getting fucked. And then, they start getting really rough with me. Really dominant, and just, like, they're moaning, and I'm moaning, but, like, I can't really moan because there's a cock in my mouth, and it's just so hot. And then they start like spanking me and slapping me and biting my tits, and like, I love when guys get really dominant with me. And like, when they like can't keep their hands off me, they get really dominant. They just want me really, really bad, and they'll like lose control. That's what I love. People in this sub, I really like sounds. So, like, when they started moaning and just two guys going to town on me, like, I was pleasing both of them, and that just made me so happy. And I start, like, like, I never really believed in, like, subspace, I guess. Like, have you ever heard of that? I guess it's like a known thing, but I never really believed in it. Because I was like, you're still cognizant when you have sex, but, no, I really fell into, like, subspace. Like, they were, like, telling me to do stuff, and I was just, like, dazed and confused, and just, like, I would do anything you told me at that point. Like, still, obviously, cognizant and consenting, of course, but, like, just, yeah. And then they brought me into the bathroom. And they said, get on your hands and knees. And they started fucking me in the bathroom. And then was so impressed by. This was like 10 minutes in at least. I mean, I guess that's not really that long, but I guess so. Most people I've been with come faster than that. Maybe because I'm so good. The other one was in his room. I slept with a friend that had come over, and I just kept waking him up in the middle of the night, being like, I'm thirsty. And he was like, okay, I'll go get you water. And I'm like, no, I'm thirsty. And he was like, oh, okay. So we just kept fucking like all night, and like I was hanging off the bed, and just he was on top of me, I was on top of him. Was just so fucking hot. And that is my little ramble fab story of my first threesome. And I hope you guys enjoyed liked hearing. Sorry, I'm just fucking myself really hard now, because that was really hot to relive that. You live with your partner, but I do not. I'm single and ready to mingle, and I need some dick or some pussy.